You spoke on Monday about not being completely satisfied with the way you're playing offensively. But if teams are going
Monday?
To...
Monday? Game
Tuesday.
On Tuesday?
I
want to get the facts straight.
If teams are going to keep playing you, and, you know, a lot more guys in the box and trying to stop the
it
run...
It wasn't that. It was we didn't execute. We didn't execute. They didn't have an extra guy down there. We just... We didn't stay on blocks as well as we could stay on blocks, and we didn't run the way we need to run. So it wasn't a schematic thing. It was just us executing on the offensive side of the ball. And we did some good things, don't get wrong with that, but I think we can be better. So,
when you say you didn't run the way you should, were there missed holes? Was there
combination of both. You know, sometimes we had it blocked up right and we didn't hit it, and there were other times where there was nowhere for the back to go. So,
is that a consistent what you've seen in other games where you guys have struggled to run, or were other
games?
Yeah,
it's usually the case. Either we don't block it right or we don't run it right.
You find that you guys are not just – getting turnovers but scoring off of them at a pretty good rate. Do you feel like that's random or is there some more of a science to that?
I mean, we're trying to, you know, we work our returns after interceptions and fumbles, and our defensive team does a period of that every week, so we're emphasizing that, and I think our people understand what we're trying to do. But you know, it's just kind of what you're looking for. You know, it's good that you get a turnover, and the great part is turn it into points. And I think our guys are greedy from that standpoint, that when we do get a turnover, can we turn it into something even more positive than that? You know, may have hurt us one time. I think one time we probably should have fell on a fumble, but we were trying to pick it up and run with it. So there's a fine line there of what you want to get accomplished. But the number one thing is you want to create the turnover.
What is Green Bay showing on film in terms of coverages, man, zone? Or
they play both. You know, everybody in the league plays both. So it just depends on the down and distance and what they're doing. They've got guys who can cover Shields, and Williams can really do a good job on the outside. And they've got some young safety in there, and Clinton Dix. And they've got guys that can cover and have done a good job with it. But they're going to vary it. They're not going to give you one certain coverages. And it really depends on down and distance and the packages that they have in there. And they've changed. You know, up until their bye week, they were really kind of one-way defensively, and they really kind of drastically changed going into the Chicago game. So we got to have a plan for both.
Did they play less nickel against Chicago than they had been?
No, they played more.
What are some of the teaching points then for LeSean then in terms of what you'd like to see him do, if there are, as you said, sometimes?
It's individual play, so it's not an overall thing. I think LeSean's doing a really good job, but there's a lot of times it's not blocked up well enough for him to hit anything. So. It's not all on one guy. So,
I would imagine you've known Casey Matthews longer than just about any player on the team. What do you know about him? What do you like about him as a player, as a person?
I like his instincts. You know, I think he's just got a real solid background in terms of being able to key and diagnose things right from the start. He doesn't hesitate. I think he really trusts his eyes in terms of what they are and can diagnose blocking schemes very quickly. He's a real good tackler in the box. I think he's got a great demeanor about himself because he's never too high, he's never too low. I think he's really, you know, a calming influence out there, much like D'Amico was in terms of how they're not going to lose their mind in any situation out there. They're going to analyze what it is and put us in the right call. So he was the same way for us when we were at Oregon. You know, he was the captain of our defense over there when we were at Oregon, and he's fallen into that role now with D'Amico being out.
You talk about instincts. Kind of borrowing, when you spy somebody, your instincts are so important, when to go, when not to go. It seems like his experience really helps him, like Clay Matthews in those situations. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I don't see Clay spying too many people. You're usually pinning his ears back and coming.
For example, when he spied Cam Monday night.
Yeah, he did a really good job in terms of what we're trying to get accomplished. Obviously, you know how dynamic Cam is when he gets out in the open field, and I think Connor has a great feel for just the game. I think he's a very, very intelligent player, but he's also got some overlap. He was a great basketball player. I think he's got an understanding. He's got a real good sports mind. He understands how things develop and how things are going to, you know, kind of try to stay a step ahead in terms of where it's going to go, and did a really good job in filling in the gaps when the rush flush came one way or another and Connor was there to pick him up.
You talked about some of the attributes Casey has. Are Emmanuel Acho and him similar?
Very similar. I think when you talk to Acho, and I know you guys have, another really, really intelligent player. And that's why we felt like we have two, and that's why I think it was 31-30 in snaps last week. So we're always trying to keep a fresh guy on the field. They're still both playing teams. They're integral in some of the things we're doing from a special team standpoint. So felt that they were really even from that standpoint. They're both smart. They're both intelligent. They both do a good job at reading their keys. They both trust their eyes in terms of what they're doing. So I think, you know, we kind of have two guys there, and that's why we're platooning those guys right now.
When you drafted Jordan that day, Matthews, you said you were going to start him off in the slot. You thought that that's where he'd be best to start off. Is that something, obviously, to have done it the day you drafted, something you saw in working him out and getting to know him in the pre-draft process? Or if you had drafted any receiver, were you just going to?
No, it was just, you know, we had certain guys we targeted that There are certain guys that I think have the ability to play inside and certain guys that are made to be on outside receivers and some guys that can do both. But, you know, in Jordan's situation, I just felt that that's the direction we wanted to go in, and we were hoping he was going to be there when we had an opportunity to pick, because we wanted to get bigger in the slot. We wanted to get bigger at the receiver position in general. And you know, he's the guy that we had targeted right from the jump. So I just – it wasn't – if we didn't get him, it wasn't like any receiver we grabbed, we were going to put him in there. So
it appeared that LeSean was frustrated, and I understand why, during the game on Monday night. As a head coach, how much do you talk to him to try to keep him
– I haven't talked to him at all about the game. I mean, we – our position coaches haven't said a word to him, our coordinators. I mean, we talk to all our players. I mean, everybody meets with their individual players. We have a team meeting when we come in after the game. We talk about the positives and the negatives. I may show them some tape sometime. Then they go into offensively and defensively, and then the coordinators address them in terms of what we did well and what we need to improve. And then they go watch the entire game with the position coach. So I know Pat takes care of that aspect of it. Deuce takes care of that aspect of it.
There are a lot of former high school and college quarterbacks on this roster. A lot of them came after you. Job here. Is that coincidental? Does that happen a lot around the NFL because a lot of them are the top athletes, or is it something that you've kind of just all of a sudden noticed?
I think it's coincidental. I mean, a lot of really good players. Most people try to put their best athlete at quarterback when you're in high school. So, you know, there's a lot of guys like that. John Lynch was a quarterback, you know, and is going to be a Hall of Fame safety, you know, and I think there's a lot of guys that fell into that role that's just kind of what happens when, if you're a high school coach, who's your best athlete? You're probably going to put him at quarterback for you. So,
what kind of duties do you give guys then when they play another position that they've, especially maybe guys in the secondary that they've played?
I think it helps when you see things from a different perspective. You know, you kind of, you've seen it through what the quarterback's eyes are like. So now you understand when you're on the other side what you were looking at. And I think there's some carryover with that, just like I think there's carryover with Connor and the question we had earlier. And him being a basketball player and understanding spacing and understanding where things happen, the more you get exposed to those different things, that you're a byproduct of your experience. And I think that's just a positive for those guys that they have played those positions.
So the special teams return game has gotten a lot of attention, but what has stood out to you about the job Donnie and Cody have done this season?
I just think, you know, obviously we know with Cody, he's turning into it. It's an automatic, you know, when we get into range for him, you know, somewhere around the 35-yard line, that we're, you know, he's only missed one kick all year long. So he's very consistent. He's been very consistent from a training standpoint when we're out here. You know, he drilled the one last week at the end of practice on Thursday, a 48-yarder into about a 25-mile-an-hour wind. So we have a lot of confidence in him in terms of when we have to kick a field goal. We feel like it's an automatic 3 points. And I think with Donnie, the big thing for us is that he's done such a good job, especially in the plus 50 punts, down on the ball inside the 20-yard line. I think it's been huge for us. So that those two guys have been really, really big weapons for us.
LeSean prides himself on being one of the most productive backs in the league. How do you find that he's managing, you know, the pockets where maybe those numbers aren't coming, and what's the key to, you know, getting through?
I think he's like everybody else. The bottom line is, are we winning football games? And when we're winning football games, you have to understand that there are certain things that maybe may not going to go your way. There's going to be days where we're going to have to run a lot. There's going to be days where we have to throw it a lot. But I think we've got a team of really unselfish players that just the ultimate goal at the end of every day is, you know, they don't ask you when they see you. They ask you what your record is, you know, and your record is 7-2. So, you know, that's the thing that I think all of us are most proud of right now. And whether we have individual accolades at different positions, that sometimes that just happens. You know, you can be on a team that you lead the rushing, but you finish 1-15. I don't think anybody's happy about that. So,
to Jordan, what I wanted to ask you is playing the slot where he sees a lot of either linebackers or maybe safeties, nickel corners. Does he get, as a rookie, does that give him a feel for the game to where he can eventually move outside and be more natural, or is that a different animal and you have
any? I think the positions are slightly different. It's not a totally different animal, but you're going to see different looks inside than you see outside. So, but I think he's a smart enough guy that he can handle anything we give him.
Why'd you go back to the run defense, kick returns?
What's that?
With Green Bay's run defense, did moving Clay Matthews inside make that big a difference, or was there not enough sample size with him blowing out Chicago so early?
It's a good point. I don't really have that answer. I know I think they were down. Chicago got down so quickly that I think maybe their mindset turned into that we have to throw the ball a little bit more to try to get back into this game. But they did play better with him inside in their rush defense. So I think it's probably a short, you know, you only have a small sample of it. But, you know, you could see improvement on the tape, though.
I'm just wondering why you went.
What's that? I think LeSean's played well. Done a really good job. He's a workhorse for us. He's played every game. You know, he's actually has more carries this year through 9 games than he had last year through 9 games. So, you know, he's out here every day. He practices every day. He has really, I think when we can get him going in the games we have got him going, and he's been outstanding. So I've been very pleased with LeSean this year.
When you have a backup quarterback coming in and everything, is there ever a worry about, you know, maybe that guy trying to do too much and everything? I mean, and do you think, like, Mark does not have that, you know, isn't trying to do too much?
It depends on who the quarterback is. I think everything's individual. I don't think you just look at it and say all backup quarterbacks do this or all backup quarterbacks don't do this. I think, you know, really who you're dealing with. But I think Mark's had a good grasp of what we've been doing from day one. I don't think he tried to do too much in the preseason, and I think he's got a really good feel because of the experience he had. You know, he started 68 games in his career before he got here, so I think that's a real byproduct of it. But I know that happens sometimes with some guys, and it happens a lot sometimes with our rookies just in preseason games, and they know that's their opportunity to go in a game that, hey, I got to make something happen here. And usually that's a kind of a formula for failure, to be honest with you, is you can't make anything happen. The defenses are too good in this league. You got to take what they give you, and you got to be smart in terms of where you're going to go with the football. So
Josh Huff said yesterday he's been taking some running back snaps since Darren Sproles got injured. Is that kind of I know you have a good stable of running backs, but is that kind of a role that you can see?
No, it's just an emergency situation. We did it before Sproles got injured, just like Brad Smith takes reps at quarterbacks, James Casey takes reps at quarterbacks. It just adds depth to the position. If you get caught in a game where a guy gets hurt and you only have three guys up, then you have to go to someone on the active roster that's got to go play that position. So it's a combination of, if we played a game, you know, last Monday night, it would have been if we lost Sproles and McCoy and Polk, then who do you go to next? It's just a kind of having a, you know, a contingency plan in terms of what you're doing. And Josh is taking snaps in college. Trey Burton's taking snaps in college. So it's just looking at guys that have that ability, just like Brad Smith was a college quarterback. James Casey played quarterback when he was a freshman in college. So you kind of have to have that just in case. You have no idea how many guys are going to go down in the game. So all he does is one period when we do center quarterback exchange, he goes over there. But he actually did that before. He did it when we were at Oregon, that if we ever lost a couple running backs and we didn't have everybody dressed on that day, we would throw him in there. So
he went back to Polk on kick returns. Why was that?
Fip wanted him back there.
What enables Benny Logan to play the position well? Where it's normally a guy 320, 330.
It's not normally a guy 320, 330. Not the way we run defense. So, I mean, that's not what.
I was going to ask, is it something about your defense that enables?
No,
a guy
I think your ability. Are you a good two-gapper, and can you handle a center? And that's what, you know, that's what we look for all the time. I just think it's a misconception that you have to have a big, large-ass body in there. I think you got to have someone that's got real long arms, which Benny has. He's extremely quick off the snap and does a great job neutralizing the center.